Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There are concerns that the biggest hospital in the Gaza Strip is unable to properly care for patients because of a lack of electricity. The BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem.
Premature babies that are being treated without the incubators that they need. So the health concerns remain very grave around all of those. The Israeli military said overnight that it was in contact with the hospital about trying to deliver them incubators and release pictures of incubators in an Israeli hospital car park, but it's not clear what progress, if any, can be made on that.
CBS's Deborah Pata says there could be a deal to release some of the hostages now being held by Hamas.
We've seen this new situation floated by Hamas that they may release 70 women and children in exchange for a five-day truce. But where exactly those negotiations are at present is difficult to know.
Hundreds of protesters occupied the rotunda of a federal building in Oakland, California, Monday, demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Dozens were arrested when they refused to leave the building. A weekend fire that closed a major interstate through downtown Los Angeles may not have been an accident.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is blaming arson for a fire that has shut down the busy Interstate 10 in Los Angeles. He points to a preliminary investigation.
There was malice intent that this fire occurred within the fence line, and that it was done and set intentionally.
The fire left 100 columns damaged, he says, with guardrails twisted and blackened. The freeway is used by 300,000 vehicles daily, and there's no word on when it might reopen. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to extend government funding beyond Friday is already being rejected by some of his fellow Republicans, including Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Americans are dying every single day, but all we hear about is send money to Ukraine and send money to this.
Johnson can only afford to lose four Republican votes before he has to turn to Democrats to help keep the government funded. It is a movie disaster, but this one's at the box office, not on the screen. The Marvels opened over the weekend with just $47 million in ticket sales. That's less than a third of the $153 million its predecessor, Captain Marvel, launched with. The previous low for a Marvel movie was Ant-Man, which sold $57 million in its first weekend in 2015. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up fractionally. The S&P 500 was also off slightly. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR locally.